Nolte, Rob Reiner panics over Robert Kennedy Jr.'s third-party run. By John Nolte on October 6, 2023. Former film director and current Twitter/X activist Rob Reiner is sweating blood over the prospect of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running as a third-party presidential candidate. Not exaggerating when I say that a vote for any third-party candidate will put Trump back in the WH and destroy 247 years of self-rule, he tweeted on X Thursday. Not exaggerating about the end of self-rule. A better way to put it is that Reiner is panicking like a 14-year-old girl. Let me see if I got this right. Reiner's party wants to pack the Supreme Court with Nazis who will overturn every law protecting free speech and self-defense. His party uses multinational corporations to censor Americans. His party wants to mutilate children without parental permission. His party has opened our border to the third world to replace legal Americans. His party arrests political opponents and holds them without bail. But, yeah, let's worry about Trump. The funniest part about Reiner's tweet, and by funniest, I, of course, mean stupidest, is that we already put Trump in the White House. All he did was lower our taxes, decrease regulations, create peace in the Middle East, make America energy independent, deliver record low unemployment to black Americans, kill ISIS, get North Korea to stop firing missiles, and keep legions of unvetted foreigners on their side of the border. The only people who tried to end self-rule between January 2017 and January 2021 were Democrats and the fascists in the FBI, CIA, DHS, and corporate media, who used one hoax after another to try to pull off a presidential coup. I wonder what this former director Reiner thinks of self-rule as Joe Biden tramples 26 federal laws to build 20 miles of racist border wall? My only hope is that Reiner's obvious, hyperbolic, and deliberately dishonest panic is correct in one regard. That RFK Jr. will hurt his fraudulent and see Joe Biden more than former President Donald Trump. Which brings me back to the whole self-rule thing. Rob Reiner's party demolished democracy to ensure RFK Jr. could not mount a challenge against the most powerful groper in the world. It wasn't just the party apparatus that gang-raped democracy to protect Biden. The corporate media have joined in seeking RFK Jr.'s political destruction. The good news is that in a country governed by self-rule, this fascist attack on RFK Jr. has backfired. Had the Democrat Party honored democracy and allowed RFK Jr. to mount a fair and open challenge, RFK Jr. probably would have lost to Biden and not launched this third-party bid. Cry more, Reiner. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.